Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And as I mentioned, we have the Secretary of Public Safety holding. I didn't say who it was because I didn't want to put him on the spot if he was just calling to check in. But Brian Moran has always been an upstanding guy and is willing to come on the air, and I was a little worried that maybe you were mad at me here, but I'm glad to hear from you. You've probably been, you know, asleep under your desk for the last week. How are things?
Well, good morning. I did just call in to say hello. I, you know how much I enjoy listening to your program, and without any traffic in the morning, I don't get to listen to it very long.
Oh, no, it's cutting down on our time on air, huh?
It does. Though I don't miss the traffic, I do miss you, John, and your
very
program.
Kind.
But we're extremely busy. You know, we're obviously we're responding the best we can. Everyone is. I just really want to thank all the healthcare providers out there working overtime, as well as our law enforcement, first responders, and everyone. I really think the public is responding to the governor's order to self-distance and take the necessary precautions so that we can beat this virus.
It seems like the numbers are ticking up, but they're not exponentially growing. Does that track with what you all had hoped would occur with this temporary shutdown, or what's the mindset?
Well, honestly, John, I think it's premature to make that. I don't think you can make any conclusions based on the data.
Okay.
Tell you two things that are going on. Testing is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more tests, and with more tests, you'll have more positive outcomes. And second, you have community spread going on. You know, initially it was in the peninsula, and now we have it in several areas of the Commonwealth. So we have to assume that, you know, community spread is here, and so you're going to see more positives. So all the modeling that we have reviewed would indicate, you know, we're ahead for a very bumpy road. That is why we are taking extreme measures to make sure individuals self-distance so that we, one, can reduce the spread, and second, we can prepare for what we would assume or anticipate will happen, and that is the surge on our hospitals. As more people become ill, our hospitals will be exceed surge capacity. So we are developing plans to accommodate that surge. And so that's why, if you hear from the president to all the governors to the mayors and everyone else, that we need to flatten the curve. We need to eliminate the spike. And that is why.
Do you think we're in a better position now, kind of 2 weeks into this, to manage what may be a surge coming forward? Did we talk about the respirators and the beds being available? Are there preparations being made to accommodate that surge?
Definitely preparations. Now, one of the challenges is that this is a not only a Commonwealth, a statewide epidemic. It's national and international. It's a global effort. So commodities such as masks and respirators are in short supply. We have made our request to the national stockpile, and you know, we've received about 10 to 15% of what was requested. We are competing with states like New York, from you. And you listen to Governor Cuomo, he wants it all because, and I don't blame him, he has a spike going on in New York City after cases in the U.S. or in New York. So we are competing with New York and other states. And so right now we're dealing with a very short supply of the necessary commodities. I will say a lot of work is being done. A lot of our local manufacturers, we are working truly. We are scrambling to get as much equipment as possible. It's a fascinating supply-demand market right now. As an economics major, it is just fascinating. When you have short supply and desperate demand, the price of these commodities have skyrocketed, and that's something we are working across the cabinet.
If you had to make the list of what you need, is it the respirators that Governor Cuomo is talking about? Is it the personal protective equipment? What is on that list?
All the above. PPE is personal protective equipment. It's first and foremost, we have to get it to our healthcare providers. Mm-hmm. And then I'm hearing from a lot of our law enforcement, our corrections, our sheriffs, EMS, someone test positive. And then and the testing initially was short supply, and it's still in short supply because we want the tests back immediately so that there is a transport of an individual who's symptomatic. We need to test right away so that first responders can get back in the field. If they have to self-quarantine for 14 days, it can put a small department at a real disadvantage. So all of those considerations we are working on, everyone is working on. This is truly a team effort. I really appreciate everyone's patience, forbearance, and we are indeed resilient. We'll get through this. But there's a bumpy road we're going through and ahead. And so I really underscore the governor's direction with respect to self-distancing and taking every precaution you can.
You are always very thoughtful about, in my experience talking with you publicly and privately, the need for the government to take these precautions and balancing that with individual liberty and personal freedom. And you've got, especially after the gun situation at the legislature in January, I think people are very worried about that. Do you want to address that issue, the thought process that's going into the decisions being made with the governor and the cabinet?
Well, we have to always balance people's civil liberties. And, the governor takes any order that he has to mandate. A mandate is, he takes that very seriously. There's a lot of deliberation and thoughtfulness before we dealt with business that they have to shut down. That was a heart-wrenching thing. We know people are out at work, but the health, health and safety of individuals is foremost, and you've seen other governors do the same because we need to get through this, and the data is pretty clear. We're following the science that if people stay at home or limit their travel to absolutely essential travel, we can beat this. We can get through this quicker. That's, I think we all want to get back to some sense of normalcy. So it's only done after a lot of deliberation and review with the scientists and epidemiologists in the cabinet. So we know, there's some there's a lot of sacrifice going on right now. So we continue to ask people to bear with us and follow his instructions. And
right.
We'll get through this.
I'm getting breaking news that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Britain, has tested positive for coronavirus. It seems like every morning there's some new celebrity.
Yeah, and yesterday it was Prince Charles.
Yeah. I'm assuming you and the governor and his team, have you all been tested, or have you been successful at keeping this out of your inner circle?
I have not been tested. I won't speak for anyone else, but I'm not aware of it. But I will say, if you watch our press conferences, we are practicing self-distancing.
That's true.
We do it in the office. We have a meeting early a.m. with the governor every morning, and we brief the cabinet. We go through the course of our day. All meetings, we are practicing 6 feet, and no touching, no handshaking. Certainly, I haven't seen a handshake in now what seems like forever. And as a former politician, you do develop habits. But
that's tough. Yeah.
It's we are practicing self distancing. We're practicing what we're preaching, and that's the way. That's the science. This virus is contagious, and you need to practice self distance.
Brian Moran is the Secretary of Public Safety for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I appreciate the chance to talk to you. Let me reiterate that if you'd like to come on at any time, please let me know. And the same invitation goes to the governor. We can put aside all the stuff from last year, and if he has something he wants to say, I would appreciate him knowing that we're ready to have him on the air if he'd like to do that.
Sure. Well, he does go on every we just moved it. We had a daily press conference at 11.
Yes.
We've moved it now to 2, so we'll have another one at 2. But we are, he's trying to communicate, and I think he is communicating with our fellow Virginians.
I give him credit. He is having that press conference.
Trying to be as transparent. You know, we're letting him know everything we're doing and the information we have. It's really critical at this time for people. We empower individuals with good information. They can make the right decisions because we're all in this. We're all in this, and we're only going to get on the other side of this if everybody follows the appropriate instructions.
Brian Moran, Virginia's Secretary of Public Safety, thanks for calling in this morning. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.